FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Finding Favor, Cast My Care. Stars go dim, heaven on earth. Good morning to you, 721.
And weather-wise today, clouds and showers this morning, becoming mostly sunny, high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 75. Looking at Saturday and Sunday, cloudy, showers, thunderstorms, likely Saturday's high 82, Sunday's high 85. It's 70 in Lancaster.
This morning, our very special guest from the Refuge of Hope, Julie Alexander, is with us. Good morning again to you, Julie.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. You told us about how you guys started on the street in 2010 showing the Jesus film. And tell us a little bit about where you're at now and what that has led to.
So thank you. Yes, the fun thing about the Refuge of Hope is the direction that it was given. God really just intervened and just reached into our hearts with the passion that we had with addictions and recovery. We've either personally experienced it or experienced it through family members. Because the thing about addictions is for the one that's addicted, there's five people that somehow play in that picture with that. So we don't walk this alone. And the stigma is very real. And that's just a piece that we just want to just make an awareness, put some action to that awareness. And so the Refuge of Hope is really focusing on addictions and recovery. Like I said, putting some feet to giving permission for people to want to get well. And we believe in Jesus Christ as the answer. So the one that can really just rattle the cage of the hold that it has, the isolation that addictions can hold on a person. And so that's just really our focus and our passion that we want to bring to Ephrata.
If folks want more information, can they visit you online, find out about the ministry?
They can. So we are a ministry of Grace Point Church of the Nazarene in Ephrata. So the website is nazgp.org/refuge.
So nazgp.org/refuge.
We also have a Facebook.
Okay.
Yep. So, and that's where we'll post all our events as well.
Yeah. And speaking of events, you have a couple events coming out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I find that education is a big piece. So Joel Jakubowski comes and does education pieces for us. And those are held at the Doniger's Building in the New Beginnings Sanctuary. The next one will be July 25th. 6 p.m. We'll be doing Enabling 101. He represents the Revelations of Freedom Ministry, so we're really excited to be able to partner with that. The other ministry that we have is October 12th planned. It's the I Have Decided Tour with Seventh Time Down, Rhett Walker Band, and OBB. We'll come and kick off our event and that again, that awareness.
And if folks want to get more information about either of those events or being part of it, is that online as well?
It will be, yep. Mm-hmm.
Check it out online, nazgp.org/refuge. Coming up July 25th is the teaching event with Joel Jakubowski, and then October the 12th, the concert with Seventh Time Down, Rhett Walker Band, and OBB. Did I get it all right?
You got it perfectly right. Thank you so
guys,
much.
Guys, thank you so much for being here today. It was wonderful having you. Back to the music we go. This is Carrie Jobe.